Joining me on Magic City Sports Talk is a 2006 graduate of Moberly High School, Chad Holt, who was hired this week as the new head varsity football coach at Eldon High School. Chad's been an assistant there the last 5 years. What's your reaction to getting the head coaching job, your first one?
Well, I'm absolutely over the moon with it. Very excited, especially to do it in this community that's kind of brought me in and taken me as one of their own. It's a great opportunity for me and my family.
Tell me what you've been doing for the Mustang program.
For the past 2 years, I've been the offensive coordinator and helped with the defensive backs. And then the years before that, as just a quarterback coach and kind of some special teams in that areas. And, been a teacher over here at the Mustang Academy for the past 5 years as well.
What is the Mustang Academy?
It is our alternative high school.
Tell me about the offense that you run there at Eldon. What style do you favor?
Well, we're the wing T. We like to run the ball and run right at people, and that's been our bread and butter here the last couple years. And we like to sneak in the pass every once in a while, being a former quarterback. But main thing is offensive line coming right at you and running backs downhill towards you.
I was going to say, that's a bit of a change from Coach Ambrosen and you being a quarterback for the Spartans. Tell me how you learned and maybe tutored under somebody as far as that offense goes.
Well, Coach Jolly brought me into it, and to say I was a little reluctant at the beginning would be an understatement. Being a quarterback, I would like to throw it around a little bit, and then I saw how it really adapted to our kids and kind of forced our kids to have a tougher mentality, and I've really bought into it, and I enjoy our offense a whole lot now.
Chad Holt is the new head football coach at Eldon High School, and as you take over this Mustang program, your first head coaching job, what is the state of the program right now?
Well, last year we're actually coming off a very good year. We had set the school record for wins and came off a district championship again, so we're losing some talent, but we also have a lot of talent coming back, so we expect big things out of this group.
And what have numbers? What has the interest been like in Eldon football?
We've been right around 45 to 50 kids consistently, and we look to stay around there. This day and age, those numbers are kind of going down a little bit, but we try to keep those kids as much as we can, and we've done a pretty good job with retention to this point, and I'd like to think that we can continue to do that.
And you take over for a head coach. What were the circumstances in you getting the job?
Well, Coach Jolly just thought for his family. He had a better career option to go to Jeff City, and I support him and everything that he's done because he's been a huge mentor to me, one of the most influential people in my life to this point. And I know he's leaving on very good terms, and he's leaving the program in a very good state. So I've got big shoes to fill there.
And after 5 years in assistant, you also spent a year at Hallsville, I think, under the late coach John Morris. Do you feel like now you've prepped and it's your time, you're ready to take over a program?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I've had some good mentors. You mentioned Coach Morris, Coach Jolly, of course, Coach Ambrosian. I've learned some from very good guys. It's one of those things I've learned some good things to do and some things not to do. But I think at this point in my career, I'm ready to set next step forward and take over a program.
And Chad's parents still in Moberly. And when we think about Eldon High School, Ashley Agee's a girls basketball coach. That's kind of unique, isn't it? Two Moberly graduates down there?
Yes, sir. We're only a year apart, actually. And Ashley and I grew up right down the street from each other. So we've known each other our whole lives. And it's funny how you meet up in a place like Eldon again after that.
Also would mention Ben Pallardy's going to be the new boys basketball coach coming down from Fayette. And he's married to a Moberly graduate. So all sorts of connections there. Well, look ahead to your first year as head coach and the Tri-County Conference taking on a little bit of a new look as Boonville comes in. It's a good football conference, isn't it, Chad?
Yes, it is. And we've had the pleasure of playing Boonville the last 2 years in non-conference games, so we've got a little advantage on the other schools and being familiar with them. But Boonville's going to add a lot to our conference, and it makes a lot of sense for not only football but for a lot of sports to add some more competitive balance in the conference.
And so how does your schedule set up for Mustang football next fall?
It's going to be tough. We start with Class 4 school, which we haven't played before in Bolivar, but then we get right into Tri-County Conference play, which, as you know, that's a pretty tough football conference, and of course we've got good teams at the top each year there, and so we just want to continue to keep fighting and work towards that conference championship and district championship.
Do you coach just football? Do you have any other sports that you're involved in?
I was helping with basketball for the last 4 years, and now I'm just going to focus solely on football.
All right. Well, congratulations. Exciting when we see one of our own move on and get a job like this, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot, Brad. I appreciate it.
Chad Holt, Moberly graduate, is now the head football coach at Eldon High School.